episode 2680, Speak in Love.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. How's your week going? How are you feeling? Sometimes, you know, isn't it nice to have someone just ask about you? You're always worried about everyone else. Well, today it is about you. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. It's time to get your heart pumping for what you want. Speak in love. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. What lies are you telling yourself? Think about that for a moment. Of all the people in the world, you talk to yourself more than anyone. Make sure to speak in love. Don't let the most important person in your life remain hidden. And do you know who I speak of? Oh, come on, think about it. Of course you do. It's you. Sometimes we pick on ourselves all day long, claiming that we could do better, be more worthy, and hit the goals faster. But how fair is that to you? Beating yourself down to build yourself up is not the answer to your everyday mishaps. Speak in love. I mean, if you think about it, how we talk to children, how do you talk to a stranger, a best friend, even your mom? Do you constantly beat down upon them in order to build them up? No. Usually, you are forgiving and speak life into them. So why do you do the total opposite for yourself? Really, why do you? Is it because it's just easy? Does it fill this silence called crickets and you don't know what to do with it? So you just allow those negative thoughts to not only capture your mind, but to tangle up your heart. Why is it that we can be forgiving to others and speak life into them, but we can't do that for ourselves? What do you think that really accomplishes? Because if you do it, obviously you think that this tactic works. Yet in reality, it's far from the truth. It simply buries all hope and tears apart the possibilities that are waiting in the balance. You, my friend, are made for more. So why not speak in love to yourself? You know, these last few weeks have been a little chaotic. Fighting viruses, like way too long. A home under construction, renovations galore, computers blowing up on you. Okay, not literally where there's a fire involved, but it just stops. Medical emergencies that you wish never would happen to your grandson. Water everywhere except where it should be. You name it, it found us. But that doesn't mean that I have to stand by and speak to myself in ways that are uncalled for and honestly rude and disrespectful. I wouldn't let my children talk to me that way, let alone talk to themselves that way. So why do I do it to myself? When life hands you lemons, find the lemonade words to sweeten your day in every way. Don't tell yourself lies. Own what it is and move forward. Life is too short to sweat the small stuff. And with summer around the corner, you're gonna be sweating enough. Silence the lies and speak in love. So I want you to think for just a moment, because you have this time, you and me, no one else around. Maybe you're working out, maybe you're driving. You just dropped the kids off. Maybe you're running to the grocery store because you're like, oh, I forgot that one thing that I needed today. Don't you hate that? I mean, let's be real. We don't like it, so we go and take care of it. But why do you beat yourself up? Oh, I forgot that one thing of all things. Why did you do that again, Christiane? That's not necessary. Just, okay, I forgot it. I guess I'm going back if I really want it. Otherwise, I change it up. Whatever it is. The problem is we're letting our own expectations get in the way of our mental well-being. It gets in the way of our everyday. Like, wow, I want to get up and I want to smile today. Instead, it's like, rah, 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 rah. You don't look pretty when you're grumpy. So look in the mirror. Who do you want to be? Do you want to be grumpy? Or do you want to be pretty and beautiful? from the inside out. Because when you're beautiful from the inside out, guess what? You are gorgeous from the outside in. So silence the lies and speak in love. This is your day. How are you going to make it? Go out, create your now. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.